This is a HeadGum Podcast.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
So, it's Alan, Paige.
Wow.
And Paige. From Fish. And we're in the teacups.
Yeah.
And Paige.
Spinning.
Comma, Ellen.
Yeah.
Is spinning is so fast.
Yeah.
And I.
Stop
am
it.
Literally like, I'm going to hurl.
Yeah.
This is not why I got in the teacups.
Mm-hmm.
I get in the teacups to pretend I am tea. Tea is not spinning around.
No. Mm-hmm.
It's waiting, cooling down
mm-hmm.
until it's safe to sip it. So basically, I start to scream at the top of my lungs.
Yeah, which tea can do if you actually hear the thing, what the pot does.
I'm staying in character.
Yeah.
I'm staying fully in character. I don't want to explain. I'm not going to beg her. Please don't spin it. But I just think this will probably stop her. I scream.
Yeah.
Now, Ellen takes this to be like, he's having fun.
Yeah.
What were you going to ask?
Can I ask if maybe she's behaving this way? Is that she is accidentally becoming Juno again?
Well, and
this is very Juno-like.
That's the type of behavior where she's putting a bit of a thumb in the eye to authority.
This is Juno's steez, as Juno would say.
Mm. So, at this point, Paige also doesn't understand what I'm doing, unfortunately, and decides mm-hmm. to harmonize with me. So he's going, la, and I'm going, la, and Ellen's going, woo.
Yeah. That sounded like the beginning of the song.
Mm-hmm. Which song?
This, I don't know.
Which one?
The song that
this. You, babe, I'm a sucker for the way that you move, babe. And I could try to run, but it would be useless.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yes. Yeah.
Camila Cabello. The song by Camila Cabello.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You, babe. I'm a sucker for the way that you move, babe. Go ahead, sing the rest of it.
Obama, mama. It goes after that.
Well, at any rate, the ride stopped.
Mm-hmm.
And wouldn't you know, I wound up enjoying myself. We did it again. Hey, welcome to Hollywood Handbook. It is
the guy to kick it by the dropping name. Baby. Does she even need and it's good that we're singing because we
I guess her name is Julie.
We love to do musical
stuff. We're
doing
another
stuff.
Musical today.
Yeah, I'm here with Julie in a closet, and it's you, babe. Do you like that music?
I like it when you guys sing it.
And say the truth.
I think you guys sing it well.
Okay.
Well, we have done so much musical stuff with you.
Yes.
And hi, what's going on?
Hi.
And what's up?
Oh, I'm so glad to be here.
Are you chilling finally?
Never chill.
Okay, good.
Zero chill.
Arctic zero.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Zero mm-hmm. chill. Zero cool. Remember Hackers?
Yeah.
The movie? Remember? Lord Nikon?
What?
He was one of the other hackers. So
is that Gene Hackman, or am I thinking of sneakers?
Oh, you're thinking of Hackman's.
He was the Hackman.
Gene the Hackman Hackman.
What about Hoosiers?
Hoosiers.
Well, that's Dennis Hopper. That was Hoppers.
Oh.
Yeah, Hoppers. Mm-hmm. Hoppers was Hoosiers.
Mm-hmm.
It was a combination of The Who and Frasier.
Hackman's Hackers, Hoppers Hoosiers.
Yeah.
And sneakers is David Strathairn. It's easy to remember you know, it's mm-hmm. a classic mnemonic device.
So
HHHSS. HHHSS.
Hot, hot, hot.
Hopper, Hoosier. Hackman, Hackers. Sneakers, Strathairn.
What was the last one?
Sneakers, Strathairn.
No, I know what sneakers is. Just say the last word.
Strathairn.
Strathairn. Good night and good luck, you guys. That's wow, what he said.
Nice pool.
So Julie is the mayor of No Chillsville, reelected with mm-hmm. a mandate.
Yeah.
Thanks for voting, California. Yes. I loved your I voted stickers on social media.
Now, you had to run against the mayor of Zero Fucksville. Is that correct?
You know, he was an incel, so it was a landslide in his favor. So I got Russian hackers to interfere with the I cannot do
and we're
a
back
musical.
On hackers already.
Yes. Yeah. And we're singing already. But we no singing this time.
Hey,
no.
Let's not sing. Stop That's it. Not what this is about.
I know. Yeah. I know.
Because you have a lot of different arts that you do. Isn't that right?
Yes.
You don't just do singing art.
No.
You do TV, comedy, the greatest art form.
Mm-hmm.
And
Book.
Books. And you do big book. Remember?
Sometimes I color in coloring books. Those mm-hmm. are relaxing. Have you guys heard of
oh
that?
Oh, my God. I love to sit
books?
With a book and just color with my
Wait, just zone out.
I color my books. Yeah.
A coloring book? Or
you know
just
these
like
black and white books where it's just you open it up and there's no colors in it? And then you can grab a crayon in your closed fist.
Mm-hmm. And you can
and
stash it into the
–
yes, yes, yes.
And then people are like, what page are you up to? And you stab harder and you say 159 to sound smarter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. when I really have only colored the very beginning of the book and I got bored.
Stab harder to sound smarter.
Do you guys read for pleasure?
I
have not
it's
read
always,
that one.
It's always
– I have – yeah.
It's
a magazine.
It's on my list.
I have a magazine.
It's on my list.
For Pleasure magazine.
What's your is it For Pleasure? Pleasure yeah. Fancy?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Just for people that enjoy pleasure.
I read One Pleasure, Two Pleasure, and Three Pleasure.
Mm-hmm.
I read Ready Player One.
Ready Pleasure One.
I read, yeah,
Ready
I read
Player.
Four Players.
Yeah.
Ready Player Two.
AKA The Game.
Oh,
but I didn't
mystery.
Mm-hmm. Mystery.
Yeah. Peacocking.
Uh-huh. Kino.
Mm-hmm. All good specifics.
Established Kino.
Mm-hmm.
That's when you touch a woman.
Safe touching.
Yes.
Is there any safe touching anymore?
These days?
It's,
yes.
These days, you
of course.
It is getting harder to go to a public place
yeah.
and put your hand on someone.
And put yeah. your hand on a stranger and have it be
and not just like a closed
nice. Yes.
Yes.
shoulder, like a flesh to flesh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Or like when someone has long hair and they're standing next to you on the subway and they just sort of brush their long hair up against your bare arm.
Mm-hmm. Well, when I'm sitting on the subway, sometimes I'll be sitting in the seat where the map is behind me and then like a rocker guy will lean his long hair in front of my face like he's reading the map, but he's really just brushing his sort of curtains of hair across my nose.
And you like ye.
Oh, I love ye.
It's like entering a bordello and pushing the beads aside.
Oh, such
a thrill. That's what the B train is. That's what
the
B train stands for.
Yeah, it gets you to a very erotic place.
It was so fun when they redecorated one of the subway cars to look like Roseanne's living room.
Bordello of braids. So I
– her actual living room, not the one on
not
the show.
Not the one on the show.
No, it was like her – the one in Hawaii.
Yes. Do we talk about
a lot
Roseanne?
Of stuff, a lot of stuff thumbtacked to the wall.
Like a homeland like theory wall?
Yeah, but with less lines drawn between, you know.
Like, just thumbtacks, kinda. And she's always holding a string in front of it, looking like holding it up like, does this go? Can I connect this to? And then just pulling it back and going, not yet, it's not time yet.
Right. It was like breaking story for Arrested Development, essentially.
Mm. Yeah. God, so complex.
I love breaking story.
That is the best part of the process. And once it's over, the show is over for me. And you guys take it from there.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. You guys meaning?
My like little
cronies?
Yeah, my little cronies. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm starting to have cronies as well.
Mm-hmm.
How's that going?
It's fun.
I cast off a few of my cronies, some of the ones that weren't doing as much anymore, and Hayes scooped up my crumbs.
I have some starter cronies. So we wanted to not do a musical, but we did want to get the big scoop on something that you did recently, Ben, it was in the news.
And we actually did read the news, and we found out. So
and let me
no,
just
no thanks to you, we know what happened.
Let me just read the article.
What? I tell you when there's good. Are you saying that I'm the kind of friend that only tells you when bad things happen?
You were being sneaky about the news, yeah. And let's leave it at
Fine.
That.
Yeah.
And you're caught.
And then we texted you, and you're like,
red
oh, hair. What happened? Oh, was there like a big news? And it's like, yeah, there was a like big news.
Yes.
And the
Queen? Yes?
Queenie.
Queen. Queenie.
And that used to be something we remembered to call you.
Yeah. Let's start over. Queenie's here.
And the article says, Julie's in the big show, Smash series, NBC.
Yep.
Boffo.
One of the biggest channels.
The Peacock.
Yes. Boffo TV News.
Mm-hmm.
Julie's the big star.
The big star.
And doing the jokes and on camera starring.
Mm-hmm.
On the friggin' biggest channel. So think about how I feel reading that. Not great. So what we want to talk about now is obviously we're never going to see that show. The show's not going to be on TV.
Yes, I did it. Let me just catch up the
– Yes,
yeah,
yes.
Just so they
catch
know.
Catch people up.
You made a decision.
I booked it.
You booked.
I booked it. I had a good pilot season.
Yeah.
You booked it.
For once, you know.
Mm. You deserve it.
Thanks. I think so too. Every year I come out here and stay at the Oakwood with those mothers and their sad children.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
And I go out for anything that they'll let me, you know, be kind of sassy in.
Yeah.
And this year I booked it. So I had a part in a pilot for the Peacock, and it was
take that.
It was a really fun experience.
Yeah.
That rocks. So talk about the decision you made after you did the show that you don't want to do it.
Have it be on TV.
Well, that wasn't a decision I made. I'm sorry to say, like,
oh, give me a break.
No, it really.
Oh, you
wasn't
really
my
wanted.
Choice.
You really wanted this one.
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course. I mean, I don't know if you guys know this, but it was a multicam.
Yeah.
And
damn,
the thing about multicams is the actors' schedules are just smooth sailing.
That's the dream in half hour.
The best.
Oh,
and then
no.
You get taping night. Hello, I'm back in the theater where I started.
Yes.
It's like a play.
Yeah. And all like
and the best kind of play, if I may just interrupt you and
I wasn't
say,
doing anything.
Please do.
My favorite kinds of plays are when they do a scene and then they do the scene again.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, so many times when I'm watching a play, first of all, I miss the scene.
Oh.
Like they'll do the scene and then I'll go, are they not going to do that again? Because I only got one crack at it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was looking at something else.
Frequently,
some of the scary monsters on the ceiling in some of these things, and on the side, it's like, we're just gonna ignore this? No, we're not gonna like this guy is coming out of a wall.
It'll be right next to your seat,
or a
you'll
freaking
turn
lion.
Your head, and there's a freaking goblin beast.
Yeah,
this looks like you're about to do some goblin on your friggin' head.
And I'm thinking, like, I guess we're all sitting here. I guess these guys know.
Can you see them
you
in the dark?
Go to the theater
though?
A lot. Yeah.
I
well,
love the theater. It's my first love.
Yeah.
But
and so, are
you
guys all just pretending
monsters?
Not to see it so it doesn't notice you?
I think that's why they turn the lights out.
Yeah.
But I have
but
a
then,
flashlight.
But then I'm saying to the
you shouldn't use your flashlight at the theater.
On my
Sean.
Phone, I have.
Sean,
one.
There's some etiquette that we should go over before we do
okay,
anything
I'll just
else.
Turn my back on the monster in the dark. That always goes well.
There are those
I've
other
actually
guys.
Seen some movies before.
There are those other guys with the flashlights who I think get jealous.
Ushers?
Yeah, and they like to be the ones that are only
oh,
with flashlights.
Every time I use my flashlight, they come over, can you turn that off? I'm like, you have one. You literally have one.
They have nightsticks, too.
I wouldn't
he
know.
He knows. Yeah, no, he does know.
I wouldn't know about that.
What do you mean?
He gets bashed.
What come happened
on.
To you?
Forget it.
What, during Mean Girls?
Okay, so Yeah, it turns out the mean girls were not necessarily just on stage. There was a real mean girl usher who got so mad about my flashlight that she freaking gave me the business end of the nightstick on the business end of my keister.
Did you get to see the second act?
Okay, well, I think I know what happens. So, no, I didn't get to see it, but actually when I came to...
Mm. Oh, my God, she beat you unconscious from your butt?
On his butt.
You can pass out just from the butt?
Hit me in the butt so hard I passed out. A real Michael Faye
situation. I was going to say, I was trying to think of his name.
Gotcha, baby. Don't think I'll ever forget about that. You know what I mean?
I enter F into my iPhone. Siri says, Michael Faye?
Remember Kevin Nealon did a little subliminal man joke about him, and I'll do it for you now. I'm not saying there aren't people that deserve to be taken out and caned publicly, Macaulay Culkin, but what I am saying is...
That's what he could do is say stuff fast at the end of a sentence.
If it was quickly, then it was subliminal.
Yeah, it was
people
amazing.
People didn't know what the word subliminal
meant. Very subliminal to say the exact word.
That it's
and you
just,
wouldn't be thinking, you'd go, okay, what else about Michael Faye? Because he's moving on so fast.
Yeah.
It's not just saying the thing quickly, it's then saying something else.
It was a fast bit.
Mm-hmm. No, it was.
Yeah.
It was a speed bit.
Yes.
One of the speediest.
Mm-hmm.
There are different kinds of sketches.
Yeah.
There's, let's get into it.
A character grab bag, I call it, like, you know, and like, impression roulette.
Impression roulette, there's commercial parody, there's political, obviously, everyone has to be steeped in that.
Mm-hmm. There's one up with that.
Celebrity cameos.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, there's talk shows, you know. There's game shows. There's
Barry Gibb talk show.
Mm-hmm.
That's a genre.
Mm-hmm.
There's the census sketch.
Yeah. Linda Richman.
Perfect pitch. There's Linda Richman.
Pitch
there's,
perfect?
Hmm?
Pitch perfect?
Perfect pitch.
Pitch perfect? Canon K?
Just say pitch perfect.
Yeah. Pitch perfect.
Yeah.
There's...
Fat Amy.
There's Fat Amy sketches.
We like mansplaining. What about horse?
There's a horse sketch.
Mm-hmm.
What does that go?
It's just two guys arguing over who's going to be the butt in the horse costume. And they each have like a reason the other one should be.
Yeah, that's
it's
funny.
It's just like sort of insult comedy.
Right, like you're a horse's ass.
Well.
They don't say that.
It's subliminal.
It's sort of, yeah.
And a multicam is kind of like a big, long sketch that's about love, isn't it?
Well, this pilot was about love.
Yeah.
I can't think of anything more universal. You know, the title Love was already
taken.
Can
you believe it? Yeah.
So it wasn't called that.
Yeah.
But it was called Can You Believe It?
Wow.
Yeah. Okay.
It was actually originally called Love, comma, Can You Believe It? And then in classic Facebook style, they said lose the love.
Lose the love.
Lose the comma.
But don't lose the love.
Okay. Wow. And was that confusing to you?
Very.
When you first heard it?
I had my first.
Why are they telling you you're acting
And then you
on
have
this?
To relate that to the creators of the show and everything.
Yeah.
Why are they going through you, I guess? I wasn't allowed to talk to the creators of the show.
Oh, wow. Mm. Okay. Now, you talked a little bit about tape night. My understanding is you also served as the fun warm-up comic during the taping. Can you talk about what the contest you would run?
In character, too.
Yes, because my character's name was Janet, and people love Janet.
Yeah.
Like, they haven't even seen it yet. And even though there was a star, like a Nickelodeon star, either Disney or like Nickelodeon, and she was very, very popular, and all of her fans were in the audience the night of tape night.
Yeah.
They still knew who Janet was, or they wanted to.
Sure.
So I'd be like, hey, guys, Janet here. Anyone want to make a prank phone call?
Oh, and what did they say?
They said, what's a phone call? Because they're millennials.
Oh, no, and they only text.
That's not true, but that was my joke.
Someone.
That was my joke. I said, that's what you guys are probably
Look at you
thinking.
Guys. You're going, what's a, she, this girl's going, what's a phone call?
Right.
She's a millennial.
Right, but then I called my sister on speakerphone. And she got very upset.
Okay. Your sister in the show?
No.
Real sister.
Mm. Yeah. And I haven't spoken to her for like
Yeah,
like
you
7 years.
Have mentioned that. There's a lot going on
she
there.
She didn't like what I said in my book about her.
Uh-huh. So. That you don't care about her band.
No, she didn't like that.
Yeah.
She's like, the Breeders are great.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I said, what's your deal?
I think it is smart.
Marjorie deal.
By the
You watch Evil Genius?
Oh, wait.
I saw...
What's
I
your
saw,
deal? Marjorie deal. I saw You've seen Evil Genius?
I get it.
Wait, when you said what's your deal, was that a joke? Because Kim Deal was in The Breeders?
Yes. She,
okay, cool.
But I also want to say That's I really love cool. that the Duplass brothers are making more documentaries per week than any other brothers.
Well, who's hot on their trail? I like to root for the underdog. Yeah. Is there a pair of brothers?
Yes.
Who's next? Mm-hmm. And can I get on that heat?
Yeah.
Because there's nothing more important in this business than being able to identify what's next and saying, oh, you like that? Mm-hmm. I actually like this. And then people go, I haven't heard of it. And you go, well, you will.
Yeah.
If you don't like the Duplass brothers, wait 5 minutes.
Yeah, there'll be new brothers.
There's going to be new brothers.
And I know I am sort of an inside guy on some of this stuff.
Uh-huh.
It is the Sprouse brothers. They're doing a documentary about dangerous lettuce.
Why so dangerous?
One of them ate some lettuce.
Oh, the Roman lettuce?
That was fucked.
People were talking about the Roman lettuce.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
He ate Roman lettuce?
Yes, it's because of what happened to Mr. Sprouse.
Oh, no.
And they're shooting it now.
Wow.
You know what would be funny? It would be like a skit. Some of the,
yeah.
That's like an inverse of Super Size Me in a way.
Yeah.
Because it used to be eating the nasty stuff.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. This fast food. And they said, just eat salad.
Now it's,
and then the, Sprout brothers are going, well, we tried that.
Yeah. Bunny food.
Mm-hmm.
Is with a question mark.
That, yeah.
They're
is
going,
the name.
We ate That's the romaine one, and we basically got friggin', you know, stuff coming out of our butts and everything. And it's true.
I was just going to say a funny skit.
Please.
Would be if they do like a skit,
yeah,
like about that, and one of the
there are a bunch of skits in this.
Oh, good, but this is another skit I could do off of this skit.
Okay, like,
great.
Are you following?
Let's see.
Like, wait, tell me when it's over, and I'll back up and see if I got it.
Cool. They interview people in documentaries in this one. My skit.
Okay. Yep.
No, I'm not done yet.
Sure.
In mine.
I have another one then after this.
They interviewed the Jolly Green Giant.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Who's going to play him?
Jason Segel.
That is great.
Mm.
That's good.
Okay, so then I had a – well, okay. That kind of steps on mine.
No, we're just like – there's no judgment in this room.
Okay, yeah. Well, because when you had said they interview people for documentaries, and I was like, oh, okay, I think I got it. And then you had yours afterwards. You got to go first, kind of.
What was yours?
I was – that they interviewed the Bird's Eye – the bird – the Bird's Eye from – from Bird's Eye Vegetables.
The Bird's Eye Bird?
Yeah.
Well, or just his eye.
Or her. So you can see how you kind of took Sean's idea.
Hey, you're the judge.
And I can see why you wanted to be like, can I do mine? Because you knew what
you
he was going to do was very similar.
Hey, let's play showrunner.
Okay.
You showrunner.
Okay.
Us staffers.
I am getting ready to be able to do this, I think.
Remember when you were a kid and you'd sit in the backseat of your grandpa's car and they'd play showrunner? He'd throw the story beats up on the windshield and... And you'd sort of watch him figure out what goes there. Mm-hmm. And you'd pitch every now and then.
Let's card it out. It's a,
And he was parked in the garage, so it wasn't dangerous to cover the windshield with post-its.
Yeah, no, very safe.
No. Whose idea do you like better?
Your idea was better, but you are a stealer of it from Sean. And there's nothing I care more about than intellectual property.
We have to reward integrity.
Mm-hmm.
Please. Now, Hayes, how have the showrunner workshops been going?
So they are saying that I'm getting to be, like, so good at this, I'm almost ready to get my little trophy.
Wow.
That's amazing.
At the end, yes. I'm getting very good at remembering what, like, the different shows are on TV.
Great.
I'm getting very smart about being able to, like, do a whole circle around the table.
Uh-huh, like a horseshoe? They teach you the horseshoe?
Yes, they teach you to, like, be able to walk, like, around this thing without hitting any chairs, not even brushing it against a chair. You lose points.
Can I ask?
You can go as slow as you want, which I try to go really fast at first.
Oh, and then you realize that wasn't the way to do it?
Not worth it. Not worth it, because there's no extra points for doing
that. Is it like you, like, does the showrunner school work like you pay for classes, but then you have to run the shows for free?
Yes, that's right.
But that's the model.
The classes are really expensive, but the exposure that you get
right.
from running these shows.
To other potential showrunners.
Yes.
Who and could then, be your competition.
And then they make money from the shows.
Uh-huh.
But there's like so many people seeing these shows that you're
right.
that you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
It's complicated.
I think it's pretty simple, which is like exposure is the most valuable thing. It's more valuable than money.
Well, yeah.
It's the most precious.
No, it is complicated.
It's the most precious thing
yeah,
on
it's
Earth.
Currently, yes.
Is it, what, what's
it's complicated.
What is there, like a Bitcoin coming, Sean?
I'm not necessarily free to talk about the cryptocurrency I'm developing, but it's going to be equivalent to unobtainium from the Avatar movies, and it will be so valuable that exposure will actually be obsolete.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Wow.
Just like exposure came along and made money obsolete.
Yep.
Now unobtainium, my you know,
is that
blockchain crypto.
Is that what secession is about?
Secession?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
It basically, and it's kind of about Trump.
Oh, that's cool.
I didn't make that connection.
Okay. Yeah, it's so subtle.
Yeah, there's a guy whose name is Trumpet.
Mr. Trumpet.
President mm-hmm. Trumpet.
Okay, which is why I didn't really totally understand. It doesn't seem like that's definitely not the same name as the other guy.
Well, if you want me to not understand your show, just get me thinking about jazz during it because yeah. that'll drift me away. You know?
You like thinking about jazz more than listening to it?
I can't listen to it just because of my ears, but I have these
See how the
extended
tops?
Fantasies about
what
it could
be.
Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
See, show her the one ear.
Oh,
see,
yeah.
See sorry. How the top is, like, dripping down?
Yeah.
Over the whole part?
Yeah. But I always just thought that was, like, Sean's cute thing.
He had that big piercing up top.
Oh, the one that's, like, the size of, like, bigger than a quarter?
There's a part, yes. there's a part of the ear, and I know this now, that you're allowed to do big, huge, and stretch it.
Mm-hmm.
There's another part that you are not. Do not get them confused, because if you get the big giant piercing in the part that do not stretch.
But it seems like that part is
good
safer.
Luck listening
it,
to jazz.
That's the bigger part.
It's, and it's
it
harder.
It looked to me, this is going to rock.
The little small part, you're like, what if he misses it? It's so small.
Mm-hmm.
The big part's huge.
Yeah. And live and learn. You know, hopefully in the next time around.
Next time you get your ear pierced?
No, next time I'm alive.
Into Buddhism now?
I'm just ready to kick out on this one. I'm ready to cash in.
Do you want to talk about it?
He is talking about
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Okay. I just did.
I was just trying to be nice.
I just think that hopefully next time around I'm going to appreciate these ears, these old ears. God, if I knew then what I know now, huh?
That's what.
Is this about pilot season that you're so bleak?
I don't know.
He seems so bleak.
No, this is from.
I see all my friends get these multi cams. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I can't even get one cam.
Do we want to do some scenes from the show?
I would love to.
We have your audio.
Obviously, legally, we couldn't clear the other actors' audio. They're mm-hmm. not guests on the show, and they're not going to be.
Oh, my God.
I mean, I don't know.
This
don't
just
know.
Became a writer's room again in that it got gossipy.
Uh-huh.
No, we're just worried that they won't want to do it.
We can't
it.
Get them. If we get them, great.
Oh,
but
I mean,
anyway.
You're friends with them. Maybe you could get them on.
We don't stay in touch. You know, we haven't because it didn't get picked up, and I think people were upset. And so they, like, associate failure with the cast members. So I don't
right.
hear from them anymore.
Okay. So you're not going to call them?
I can if you ask me. Well, I don't call anyone. I'm a millennial. My cell phone
okay.
doesn't work. You know what I'm screaming?
Okay.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, I guess you do make some calls because you just called back to the freaking best joke of the whole episode.
It was a good one.
Sweet. So we're going to be able to play clips of your voice from the show, and
yep.
then Hayes and I will just sort of guess at and figure out what other people were saying to you during that time.
Okay.
So,
yeah,
you know,
if you just hear about, like, tell us the idea of one of the scenes, I guess.
That could help.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I know there is, of course, since you're in it, a substantial musical component to this multi.
Well, it just wouldn't be a Julie Klausner joint
yeah.
if we weren't
a JKJ.
Mm-hmm. mm-hmm.
Well, this first scene.
I can't do that, the acronym thing. I'm amazed that people who can hear three words.
The mnemonic device.
And just like turn it into an acronym. I'm
so bad at
it. Oh,
just to take the first three letters of a thing?
I'm so bad. Here, give me one.
Not ever on Ned.
Those are the words?
Yes.
Okay.
Hey, I'll try to help you. I'll try to help you. Okay, guys, but I got no chance at this.
B-O-N-E-S.
Bones?
See?
You're close.
Yeah.
Right?
You're close.
See, I see. And you know who can do it? Ackerman.
Oh, I have heard him do this.
He literally can do it in the moment. He can instantly do it. I can't even get close. To me, yours was pretty close.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Can you
give me one?
Yeah. Really? Even dead?
Squid.
It's hard.
Omega?
Was that it?
Is that close? Is that closer?
I mean, sure. Yes.
You got one of them,
you.
I think.
Okay, yes. One of them I know for sure I got. Yeah. But I was not. I couldn't. When you get to the. I can remember the last one she gave, but then I can't remember the first.
I like
when
puzzles.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like puzzlers. I like car talk puzzlers. That's kind of my whole shit.
Is that where they like jumble up the word carburetor?
No, that's a jumble. I'm actually good at that too, but the car talk puzzlers are, they like do these advanced sort of math.
Math?
Often.
Like if you're going 30 miles an hour, then how much gas are you using?
Yeah.
Like that kind of thing?
That's one of
They're
them.
Really hard.
That's one of them.
That's a puzzler?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. One of them died.
The puzzlers?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How?
Puzzle too hard.
Yeah. Puzzlerism.
Does Jay Leno listen to Car Talk? I know this is like something that is like too obvious to ask.
Does Jay listen? Well, let's ask him. Hang on. Hey, do I listen to Car Talk? You seen this? It's Car Talk.
Just answer the question. Just say yes or no.
Yeah, he's I listened to it the other day with Judge Lance Ito.
yes, he does. He listened to it just the other day.
Mm-hmm.
Which another Judge guy. Lance Ito. Ryan, that was a really good impression, by the way. You never do. I just like, it was so weird to hear you just like raise your hand to volunteer to do it. Point at yourself.
Grabbed my mic and pulled it away. I was trying to be like, no, don't do it. But yeah.
I've been waiting for an opportunity to pull that one out.
So well, thank you. Rock,
that was crazy.
Don't put it back.
Mm-hmm.
So can we do the scene, please? Everyone is waiting for the scene from Can You Believe
It? We built it up. So just talk a little bit about what the scene is and then we'll do it.
Okay, so this scene is me giving advice to my best friend who is also a doctor. I'm a doctor. She's a doctor. And she's like, am I going to find the one? And I'm like, no.
Okay.
Okay, great.
Who's playing the other doctor?
I'd rather not say.
Yeah, I think that's probably
that's better
right.
for us too. And so then we'll fill in for the other doctor. And I guess I'll. Hayes, do you want to be the doctor? Or you want me to be the other doctor?
I guess I'll do.
This is like that riddle,
right?
Where it's like I can't operate on her because I can't operate on that
on him
on that boy, because I'm a woman.
That's a car talk puzzler.
That is
why
one of them.
Can't
that's
the she,
one that was the first one.
That's right.
I can't operate on my son. I'm a woman.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I guess I'll do this date.
Which makes sense if you think about it, because it's like you wouldn't know how the boy's body works. You know?
Yeah.
Like you can operate on your daughter.
Right. It's like,
and you should. But don't.
Right.
Know.
It's like, I don't want to go to a mechanic who doesn't have his own car.
Right?
I'm not interested in getting a trim from bald barber.
Jay? Is Jay Leno back?
No.
I think it was Sean trying to do a competing Jay to Ryan.
I found out pretty quick. I don't have it. Yeah. Mm.
But, yeah, no, it's not she can't operate on him. It's not sexist, but she might try to give him titties. She might try to do that.
Well, yes, because, you know, to a female doctor, it would appear that something was missing from this, what I believe is in the story, a 10-year-old boy.
Yes.
I should mention in this scene that there's also an incel.
Okay.
And he is...
Yeah.
He's in the room the whole time.
Okay.
Mm.
He's a patient.
Oh, wow. Okay. Should I do the stage directions?
Okay.
Or like,
all right. Sure.
Okay. Interior. Doctor's lounge. Dr. Julie.
Janet.
Sorry, Dr. Janet. I forgot. I do think it's a really good idea that the name of your character is also the name of probably the most recognizable character on NBC at this point in a comedy.
Who's that?
The Janet from The Good Place. I think it is smart to be like, oh, Janet's on this show.
Let's get to Janet.
She's on
so we can
show
be
too.
The Janet channel.
As well.
Right. When, like, on ER, there was Dr. Kramer.
I can't name a single NBC character except one.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And that is Janet.
Janet Nights on NBC.
Must Janet TV.
And see, again, you kind of almost did.
Maybe that's why the audience was so excited when, like,
oh my God, Janet!
The showrunner was like, me, Janet!
Interior, doctor's lounge. Dr. Janet's sachets across the floor. Scatting.
Soupity bop bop boop boop, doctor. Hi, Rachel. You look sad. What's going on?
I'm sick. I'm a doctor, but I'm sick.
I'm sick, too. Sick and tired of this dating rigmarole.
Okay, but I'm really sick.
They sit down on the floor.
You know, sometimes I think true love isn't even out there and it doesn't even exist. And then I, like, eat a whole thing of Doritos and cry myself to sleep with my two best friends, Ben and Jerry.
My leg's caught in a trap.
A very handsome incel walks into the room. Doctors Janet and Rachel are crushing on him.
Shut up, Rachel. Enough about your leg. There's a patient here. We have to tend to him. Hi, sir. What's wrong with you? Oh, no. I mean, what's really wrong with you? We high five. I know that you're reading stage direction, but I just had to say that because usually the sound would be like...
Right, but we only have your audio, and we don't.
We can't get the other hand's audio.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right.
What's wrong with you? I mean, what's really wrong with you? They high five.
Friggin' it sucks.
Oh, here we go again. Rachel, what's wrong? Why are you in the corner?
Well, so my leg is in a trap, which I said. So that's like why I'm not, you know, moving a lot.
I'm kind of a trap queen. I put photos of myself on Instagram sometimes making fishy faces, and I'm still going to die alone.
Friggin', you ever think about how we are, like, friggin' all going to die? Could be something some comedians could point out.
Check, please. End of scene.
Wow. No, there was no singing, ultimately.
No, but all the scatting. Yeah.
Scatting. Scatting is a kind of singing.
So I guess that is a musical element.
It's a kind
wasn't
of
it,
jazz.
There was like a big musical finale to the show. I mean, that's the, you know, this scene was just the first scene of the pilot.
Okay.
We're going to play that one too, right?
Yeah, I guess we should. I mean, can you tell us kind of what happens in the show?
Yes.
So we can, I guess, know what we're looking forward to here.
Okay. Well, Rachel has her leg amputated.
Yeah.
And then she needs to find a donor to donate
another leg.
Yeah, yeah. She needs to find a leg donor. And lo and behold, it's this guy that she ends up falling in love with.
Mm-hmm.
And there
was a big conflict for her earlier in the episode for a woman her age. Should she be freezing her legs? Something that women are dealing with now.
Sometimes, like, there's always the option of, like, I can get a leg surrogate.
Yeah.
But
you kind of, you want it to be your legs. You
but
know?
then there's the issue of, like, what does that even mean?
Yes.
You know, like, what's my leg? What's her leg?
Yes.
Why are women supposed to be perfect?
Thank you.
Why can't Samantha Bee?
Girl boss.
Or girl boss be like, so-and-so is a fucking C-word.
Yeah.
Sure.
One question I had about the scene is, at the top of the scene, Rachel was sick, but then later her issue was that her leg was in a trap. Did she think her leg hurting was being sick? Or I just did that question. Get clarified
it's a,
at
it's
all?
A, that's a great question, yeah. And NBC had the same question, and the answer to it is it was a misdirect.
Hey, I could work at NBC.
That's nice.
So the musical finale, I guess, is really is it Rachel singing about her new leg?
No.
Oh.
Okay.
It is certainly not that.
Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry, Queenie.
All of the characters lip sync to a sad song about love, like in Magnolia's.
Oh, yeah, in, yeah,
oh,
yeah.
Oh, that like Magnolia Bakery.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
You know that cupcake store?
Oh, yeah, from the friggin' Sunday song. Yeah, I think I know about that.
What's the Sunday song?
Oh, it's these two white guys do a
massive.
They do a rap, like black guys, like, about white stuff.
Like the Chronic Cookles.
Yes.
That?
Yes.
The Chronic was like a thing.
I remember.
Rapping was already doing.
Oh, for Spiral Video. I know what you're talking about.
Extended it.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Keyboard Cat.
Yeah.
History of Dance. So the song is them lip syncing, and then they sing an original song after?
No. They are lip syncing to an original song.
Ah.
Okay.
That's a sad song.
Sad but sweet, bittersweet, very This Is Us.
Yeah.
Okay.
At one point, somebody's house is destroyed by a slow cooker, I should mention.
Okay.
And that
but it, is
factors
it,
you're
in
pulling
the
a lot of stuff from other NBC
me,
shows,
I am just
like
an actor.
Okay. Hey,
that's the great thing about this gig. I
right
show up, I find the character, sure.
Yeah.
I
that
rehearse.
That sounds so nice.
I yeah look in it is a sweet gig, Sean.
It's yeah.
Does the check
you know
clear?
The check clears, baby.
Okay.
It's as clear as Scientology, baby.
I could
baby
get used to that.
I could get used to that, baby.
I mean, I've never been on a set where I'm not also the director.
It's
the
challenging.
Producer.
Yes, yes.
But you
yes
know what? It's
yes
actually kind of like a little vacation. It's like now you're not going to have to think about directing or producing. You
show
just
up and just do the thing.
But you know right what, though? Do the thing is a little more complicated than just do the thing. You know, you sounded a little flippant when you said that just now.
Okay, yeah, no, I just, it's
acting is real. Acting is important.
No, it's
and ultimately, the people in front of the cameras are the people that we see.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And this is a visual medium.
Some people think that actors have to invent some kind of process around their performance just in order to not go insane with the fact that what they are doing for most of their life is nothing.
Yeah.
And that the more complicated the rituals of preparation, the more it will feel like a job and will make them feel satisfied with what they're doing. And that actually you could probably get a very similar performance from just showing up and doing it, just learning the lines and kind of doing it. I don't think that at all. I
no
can't believe anyone would say that. Get out of here with that.
You had to go to a hospital and
I went to a veterans emergency room.
Yes, and shadow a doctor.
Yes.
And do veteran surgery.
I did surgery on a veteran.
Yeah.
Of the television industry.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay, so
he was
like
a conductor. He conducted orchestras that played, like, you know, the Oscars, like, rah, rah, rah.
Oh, yeah.
That was what he directed.
What a lost era. It's very sad now.
I know that now they just hit play, and it's like, pooch, 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 pooch. And Jimmy Kimmel's like, I surprised these people at an Arby's. And I was like, do you want to meet Kate Mara?
I really, yeah. They
and these people are like, we all just got out of prison. Oh, Bosch is awake.
I miss the sweeping operatic score for Jimmy, like, whatever, throwing Lunchables at these rich people.
People that just came out of a bus.
Yeah.
Oh, right. No, that's what's fun. He throws sandwiches at the rich people.
Yeah.
And the poor people that come out of the bus
get
he's surprised like, with
yeah
Benedict Cumberbatch. And they get excited because they see the camera.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, that's good. Well, I fear that we need to get this song done.
Yeah.
Don't fear.
That's
something I know now as an actor. And by the way, my preparation was extensive. Thank you very much. I bought a different bra.
You have to prepare. No, that's
a Janet
like,
bra.
It's so important. I was like, what would Janet wear on her titties?
Bra.
Yeah, and it was just like my breasts felt different.
Uh-huh.
And that reminded me that I was playing someone different.
Yeah, no, it's very important to prepare. That's what I was saying, actually, was like, you have to do that. And I'm not talking about research or understanding, like, what the character you're playing
with.
No, I'm talking about doing all the exercises that you do, you know?
Oh, like on Barry?
Well, I don't know about that. Hayes has told me about that show. I don't know about that
show. You never heard of it?
I don't know. I don't know. Hayes has told me about it?
It's about Barry Levinson.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, it sounds good.
It's about him making a movie about an assassin named Shorty.
Ooh. Mm-hmm. Is he a small fella?
Yeah. No, he's actually kind of big.
Like, but not like, so big that it would make sense to call him Shorty.
No.
Yeah.
No.
You guys have nicknames?
For each other?
For each other, yeah. We have secret names.
We have a burn book full of nicknames for everyone who works at Earwolf.
Yeah.
And it's not digital. It's an actual book.
It's a physical book.
It's not like a Slack room. Do you have a Slack burn book?
We're in a Slack. We have a Slack channel.
That's right. Cool.
But this is an ebook.
This, yes.
Did I tell you guys about pitching to Slack this trip?
Oh, they're really trying to get in to the game here.
It did not go well.
Oh, okay.
What happened? Did he not fit in with their Slacker vibe?
I got a migraine for the first time and I threw up on my shoes.
Yikes. Okay. That first migraine.
Hey, better than their shoes.
I guess so.
That first migraine is a tough one. I'm glad we got away from the nicknames because I wouldn't want Ryan to know what his nickname is.
Please.
Interesting. Is it Leno?
It's Munch Machine.
Yeah.
You see him, like, watch him hit the fridge after this show.
He can put it down.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Beeline, baby. He'll be in there in a second.
I respect the man with an appetite.
And he comes up with food already in his mouth.
Mm-hmm.
He's a munch machine. I hate that he knows this now, but we call him that in the book, the e-book. So, Ryan's munch machine. I wish Kevin was in here because I would finally reveal his nickname.
You're not going to do it unless he's here?
He did this thing earlier when he came in. He comes in now. He kind of lingers, you know, like ready for his big moment.
Everybody good? You good? Oh. Any water? Anything?
Kevin! He's like right outside the room. Look how quickly he's here.
Hi, guys.
So ready to go. What is that?
Floss?
It's hey guys, Chef Kevin here. It's the AirPods. Do you ever use those?
And so now, like, you know, Kevin got to be the guest on our live show that we last did.
As a doge.
Yes. And so now all of a sudden he's got these AirPods.
Yep.
That's what he won?
No, he got so much fucking money. He immediately got all these endorsements.
Oh, that's cool.
That sucks.
Congrats.
Thanks.
Anyway, Kevin, your nickname is Ratchet Slut.
What the heck?
Yeah, what the heck is right, man? Why you act like that?
We of course have our ebook of nicknames for everyone at Earwolf. We did let Ryan know his nickname.
Munch Machine.
Which is Munch Machine. And yours, of course, is Ratchet Slut because of how ratchet you are and just how, you know, you're sort of the way you carry yourself around the office.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Nobody's going to buy the slut when they can get your ratchet ass for free, man.
Oh, my God.
And that's the truth.
This is...
Well, we said we didn't want this getting out.
No, I like this. It's like being a fly on the wall. Like, what do boys talk about in the age of Me Too?
Yeah, we talk about who's ratchet.
Yeah, we talk about who's ratchet and who's a slut. Mm-hmm. And if Kevin doesn't value himself, I'm sorry, but no one else is going to value him. And certainly the burn book won't. The burn book only sees the truth. It's sort of like that gate in Neverending Story.
Yes, the Oracle.
Yeah, the Oracle gates.
Zap you if you don't answer the puzzler.
That's right. If you get the puzzler wrong, it's going to freaking roast you a tree.
That's what happened to the car talk guy.
Even if you're a knight in shining armor.
Yes, got
zapped. And that horse that drowned, were there two people in that horse?
That's Artex. No.
Costume or?
No, that. No. We don't joke about Artex.
We don't do callbacks about Artex.
Sorry.
It would have been a very good sketch, yes, to have two people arguing over who's going to be the head and who's going to be the butt of the horse in the Artex costume, and then he freaking drowns in the Swamp of Sadness anyway. And it's like, okay, well, I guess it didn't really
end up mattering that much. Yeah.
That would be very
well,
funny.
That's why I brought it up, because yeah. I sometimes just – it's seeds and you guys are soil, and sometimes flowers happen. So.
Yeah, but not this
not
time.
Today.
I understand.
I'm sorry we can't do that. If you want to joke about the big turtle that lived there, kept sneezing on him, okay.
That didn't come up yet, right?
Nuh-uh.
Oh, okay.
Or the guy eats rocks.
Mm-hmm. The rock
and
eater.
Likes it.
The rock.
Mm-hmm. The rock eater, yeah.
Yeah.
Something of a Ryan type.
A racing snail.
Munch monster? Munch machine.
A munch machine. Mm-hmm. Yes. He can be a munch monster as well.
When he's hangry?
Yeah.
I love talking about Neverending Story, just old movies, movies from
movies
when I was a kid.
Movies were so fucked up.
They were so fucked up.
Scary.
Falcor's fucking scary.
You're watching
man.
It and you're like, I can't believe this. I saw. I can't believe this is for kids.
This is for kids?
There's
I'm freaking
scene
scared.
At the beginning of Neverending Story where that dad, mm-hmm. who like don't like his kid even, mm-hmm. make a smoothie out of orange juice and an egg.
Yeah.
That this shit is for kids?
That shit's fucked up.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Like, this is. That, I don't know how I handled it as a little. But kids are different. You know, kids are like. Kids can get dark stuff, though, too.
No, I think they can, actually. We underestimate how fucking twisted a kid's mind can be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's sort of what came first, the kid or the friggin' chicken?
And Ryan's like rubbing his stomach, like yum. He hears that orange
egg,
juice and
orange
egg.
Juice.
Oh, and the delicious. Chicken. He heard chicken.
Yeah,
he
said,
likes a chicken.
Oh, something for me to eat.
Caesar.
Unbelievable munch machine. Legendary munch machine. And he's also a hype beast.
What is he hyping?
He's one of these like Supreme guy. He'll like wait in line at Supreme every time there's like a big new release
of a shoe.
Yeah,
or
of a shoe
sock?
Or a shirt.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool.
Mm-hmm. Or like a bib. Because as the munch machine, he doesn't want to ruin his clothes.
He has a Supreme,
his nice Supreme
has
clothes.
A Supreme bib.
But he gets the Supreme bib. It's badass. It's actually on Fleek, and I've seen it.
Mm-hmm.
It's fleeking out of control.
He'll say, like, Yeezy season and, like, pop his bib.
And it,
this very
and does
cool
it
lie.
Have a pocket for his binky?
Yeah. Well, his binky... It's like a CBD binky.
Like at a USD port?
Yeah, that he uses to just like get lifted.
Cool.
CBD is actually not psychotropic.
Right, but he gets the body high out of it.
He does.
He just gets
oh, I'm having
no,
a
but
better
I just
day.
Want to be responsible. Yeah. I just want to be responsible when we talk about this stuff.
No, I know.
Weed culture has been really big for comedy, and I think comedy owes weed culture a little bit of a favor.
And
talk about it responsibly.
I think we're all in agreement that right now, with all the elections and the politics, you know, being spoken about so
politics.
Much, that like we can all agree that marijuana is the number one issue right now.
Mm-hmm.
We got to deal with it. We got to deal with it. Yeah. That's number one.
Yeah.
Are we going to do this song?
We got to do this song.
Okay, well, let's just get it out of the way.
It's called I'm a Munch Machine for Love.
Oh, wow. So that was part of the show. Mm. Okay, crazy.
I thought you guys were like all part of the zeitgeist. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I guess so. Well, it's all
it's like LA. It's like
thought.
You hear something about a show and then you hear it four more times that week.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. For a while, it's catfishing.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone thinks about catfishing.
Yes.
Then it's about
keyboard cat
munch machines.
Mm-hmm.
Or like
juice
or like,
bar.
I'm what is it like? I'm a garbage can. You know when people were saying that.
Yeah.
Like I'm such a garbage can.
Trash fire.
I'm such a trash fire.
Mm-hmm. Walking dumpster.
So we'll do the song now.
Can you believe how ratchet?
It's called...
I feel like ratchet, but also random. Have you guys considered random slut?
That's a compliment.
Are we rando slut?
He would love to be Rando, but it's actually very rehearsed.
I respect that as an actor. That's what he's doing. It's part of the process.
Yeah.
Yeah. He tried to get us to call him Rando Calrissian.
How did that go?
Well, I guess I just repeated it, so he friggin' inceptioned me.
I like how you reference movies I'll never see.
Oh, sure.
Avatar.
Mm-hmm.
Should we do the song?
I've never seen it.
Yeah, I mean, you're not going to be able to see the video of us lip-syncing to it.
Right, but we'll just hear it.
Yeah.
Okay.
But everybody sings it.
Ryan, can you play it, please?
What the heck is going on? This song is singing Bluebird. What the heck is going on? This song don't even have no words. There's no words to the song. It's just crazy noises. Can you believe that the crazy noises are the song? Didn't you think that the lyrics would show up by now?
That's
Munch Machine for Love.
Okay. That was bittersweet.
How did they lip sync to that?
Mm.
What's to lip sync to?
You guys are familiar with that guy from Police Academy.
Yeah, no. Sure.
Michael Winslow.
Tackleberry.
Yeah.
Yeah, Michael Winslow, Tackleberry.
Yep.
Tackleberry.
Well, he would make things with his mouth that are called sounds.
Okay, and so you guys are all doing that.
We would blubber our lips. I mean, to be honest, it kind of reminds me of an acting class exercise.
Okay, some of this Barry stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. Where it's like,
so
try
this
not
is something.
To
so I've seen Barry, and this is something that happens in it. Mm-hmm. And so Barry will come into his acting class, mm-hmm. and he'll be there to like shoot a guy, but he got his schedules confused or whatever. So he's pointing his gun at like the people in the class, and they're like, "Oh, you're doing it as a scene. You're like doing this in character."
Yes.
And he's got blood all over him, and they'll be like, "Oh, this is like a great choice for your character." And no matter what he does,
it's acting.
They think he's acting, no matter what.
Right. And then like he kills a guy, and they're like, "That guy's an even better actor than him."
Yes, that's right. Oh, you're really good at this,
he's
Barry.
Not moving.
We want to be friends with you even more now.
The only Barry I'm interested in is I'm trying to bury these millennials in their friggin' safe space, 6 feet underground. Pretty safe down there.
PC culture. PC culture.
I'm sick of these SJWs. Yeah. I did it!
You're using acronyms,
wow,
and that confuses Hayes. Acronyms, Hayes don't like them.
I believe that you did it.
Except for CBD. To be determined.
Yeah.
CDB.
What's that?
DBEZBZB. It's a book I had when I was a little kid. Just a bunch of sentences that were just letters.
I feel
it's like there'd be a B there. CDB.
See the B?
See the B. The B is a busy B. Anyway, that's a book I had when I was a little kid. Bye.
I'm a horny girl wolf. This has been an Earwolf production, executive produced by Scott Aukerman, Colin Anderson, and Chris Bannon. For more information and content, visit earwolf.com. Ow.
That was a HeadGum podcast.